Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The password is Rose. Chris, he's on the hotline.
Betty White, bid to you.
How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Good. We had a contest, and I just... Do you remember that on Password when they would say, the password is... Please say yes.
Rose.
Please say yes.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You do. Why do you think they whispered? It's not like anybody could hear it.
Dramatic effect.
You think that's why?
Yes.
Didn't make
sense. Probably. That's my guess. Probably, yeah.
Chris, I want to start with something good because we've spent the entire day talking about the Browns quarterback situation. Your man, for the second year in a row, Stephen Vogt, manager of the year.
How about that?
How about that?
Yeah, I think it's a nice honor. It's the hardest one of all of the awards to determine what they actually do because we just don't know. But, I wrote him a public congratulatory message on social media last night, and the Blue Jays fans, who you can understand right now, are not very happy, period, because their closer can't close, decided to take it out on Stephen Vogt.
Oh, it's his fault.
How ridiculous it was. Yeah, yeah. Because they said, well, our guy went from worst to first, from 74 wins to 94 wins. I was like, yeah, but he was part of the problem when they went 74 and whatever. He wasn't the first-year manager. If he had been the rookie manager, John Schneider would have won it going away. And do I think that he managed better this year? Yeah, I do. I mean, whatever the heck that means. I think he could have gone with either one of those guys. It would have been fine. I think probably the determining factor was, A, this team was not very good going into the season. It just wasn't. And they traded the right side of their infield, including the only guy who could protect Jose Ramirez in a lineup. And then, they never got Bieber back. And on top of that, they lost two pitchers, including an all-star-ish closer because of a gambling accusation. And to not only not lose your way, but to then get back on track and pick up 15 games in the standings, I think some of that credit at least needs to go to the manager. And I think that that probably played a role in the voting, although I don't know because I don't vote.
I think it's pretty impressive that he comes in and wins it in the first 2 years. And I know, Chris, you knew Stephen before he was hired here. Most folks here in Cleveland did not. And when he was hired, it was kind of an out-of-the-box thought because this is a young guy who just finished playing. I give a lot of credit to the front office for identifying and taking what's a legit gamble on a young guy to come in and be a manager because it looks like they've nailed it.
Yeah, I mean, they have. They have. And he's a guy, Stephen, who used to come on my show a lot with the Rose rotation. And we talked when he was probably 2 to 3 years from hanging it up. And I remember asking him, I said, I don't wish this on anybody, but if somebody got fired today, do you feel like you could step in and manage a big league ball club right now? And he said, I sure as heck would like to try and give it a shot. Meaning he knew that he had a lot of the attributes that were needed You know, and he was at that time sitting next to certain guys, Torrey Lovello in Arizona, Brian Snitker in Atlanta, Bob Melvin. Where was Melvin at the time? I think, you know, with Oakland, obviously, he would sit, you know, with those guys and pick their brain about what they're thinking, what's going on days when he wasn't playing. So he was preparing himself for this while he was playing. And he's done a really good job of all the shortcomings our baseball team might have. Manager is not one of them.
All right, Chris, let's flip over to what I think fans around here want to talk about. Fans want to see Shedeur Sanders. They do. They want to see what he's going to do. That's not happening, or at least doesn't seem to happen at this point. And there's probably the only one way that's going to happen is if Dylan is unable to perform his duties. So just your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure that that's accurate. I think that this week, you know, coaches, and Kevin's not any different than the other 31 guys that are going to be coaching this week. They can't afford to look ahead. I mean, because if they do that, then what are their players going to do? Right. So they only are focused on this week. He can't sit there and say, yeah, you know what? I think in about 3 weeks, we'll give him a shot. But I guarantee you they're having those discussions. Now, once again, if they're not, I don't think that's the right way to go. You know, we're discussing a lot of the same things over and over. It's, to me, it's ridiculous. And people are screaming at the top of their lungs that we know that Shedeur is 100% better than Dylan Gabriel. He might be. But the only way we're going to find out is, you know, is if he gets a chance. I think he needs to get a chance. Once again, I'll say it as I do every Wednesday. I don't think that he's a starting quarterback in this league, but I would like to see whether or not he is. And, you know, and then go from there. I mean, you've got a chance next year, probably with a top five, top seven pick to go get a guy if you think that he's good enough to draft that high in the first round. But you better exhaust every option that you've got on your team. Whoever decided to draft Shedeur, the minute they did, you were going to have two guys that were not going to be separated by a lot. It's not like one was a – this isn't the 2012 Redskins where RG3 was the second overall pick and Kirk Cousins was a fourth-round pick.
True.
And people were clamoring to see Kirk Cousins. This is not that – these guys were picked, you know, a round and a half apart essentially. And a lot of people had them flipped. And some people even had Shedeur as a first-round pick. So – well, the minute you picked Shedeur, you knew you were going to be living with this at some point. Now, also, do I think that all the noise that we create as fans and as media members that they hear inside the building? No, I don't think they give a damn. They don't pay attention to it. The only thing I would worry about is if Shador's lighting it up in practice like Patrick Mahomes was back in 2017, and then people are going to be like, why isn't that guy playing? I don't know. I haven't heard boo about that.
Mm-mm. No, neither have we. And That's why it's an interesting situation, I think, Chris. We talked about this a little bit, and you just said next year in the draft a quarterback. I thought that the minute that they traded down, you know, with Jacksonville, and I'm sure you did too. That said, it's weird how this quarterback class is taking shape, because guys who were considered at the top are now not at the top, and other guys are and everything else. Do you think that they're going to find a guy there, or is this a situation where you'd maybe do what you did last year, sign a veteran, draft a guy, bring him along slowly and develop him? Because I hope there's an answer in the draft up top, but I don't know that there is an immediate answer.
I mean, here's the thing. You never know if it is.
No, you're right.
Tanking for Tua, Trevor Lawrence is going to be a god. How are those things working out?
Yeah.
You just don't know, because all it does is it either makes you more excited as a Browns fan if you feel like there's a great class, or sets yourself up for disappointment. I mean, it's one of those two. And people will say, well, you know, we knew that Joe Burrow was going to be great. Well, we didn't. We didn't know that. We thought that a year later Trevor Lawrence was going to be great, and he hasn't been. And the year before, everybody was like, hey, Kyler Murray, we get it. He's small, but man, he could change an offense, and he just hasn't done it enough. So I would not have wanted to be judged on my career at 21. And that's essentially what we're doing with the likes of a Lenore Sellers, a Mendoza, a Moore, because we watch, you know, three or four games, and last week Moore was horrible until the last drive of the game. And so you're like, well, we can't draft him. He's no good. Well, the guy's had 15 or 16 college starts or whatever it is. I don't know exactly the number, but it's under 20. So that's what makes it fun, intriguing, terrifying, all that stuff that we get with the draft. It's why reading a list of names in April has us all salivating and sets record numbers every year because we can't wait for it. So I say you just watch the college football on Saturday and enjoy, and you're going to hear all sorts of stuff when I'm at the Combine in Indianapolis. And I've got a call into somebody this week who was going to study quarterbacks. He said, give me till next week. So maybe next week on the show, I'll add something new for you.
Nice.
All right. Give me the positive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Is it you got? I don't know. I'm looking for some positives when it comes to the Browns. And I mean, I thought them being able to get Jerry Jeudy into the action was a positive sign moving forward if we are going to see this offense get going.
Okay. And then leave me one more minute because I want to ask you guys a Browns question.
Okay.
I thought the fact that Carson Schlesinger was out there last week.
Oh, amazing story.
Exactly who he is. Mm-hmm. You know, when they said high ankle sprain, I know there's variations of that injury, but usually that's a couple weeks. And yes, he had the advantage of having a bye, but I don't think anybody would have been like, what are you doing if he had sat out last week's game? Instead, he's out there. He wants to be that guy. He's that dog. That was great. You know, it looks like there's some flashes for Mason Graham, which is great. You know, I mean, all of that sort of stuff is excellent. I would be excited if they extended Wyatt Teller, if he's the guy they bring back on the offensive line. Other than that, guys, it's, you know, when they set a record, you know, congratulations, we did set a record last week.
Yeah.
We are the first team ever in 226 tries to lose a game when you do not turn the ball over and you allow less than 175 yards to your opponent. So I guess that's good. You know, we made history. So we got that going for us.
All right. Fire away, my friend. Fire away.
I will set the over-under of Shedeur Sanders' starts at 3.5.
And so the question is, do we agree? Jeff?
Over-under.
No, yeah, that's not. Do you agree? You take.
No,
have you ever played this game?
Yes, but I'm saying, do we agree? It's over or under? Sorry.
No, you just give me an answer.
You pick one.
It's more fun,
Chris. Every day, dude. Every day.
3.5 games. All right. I think he starts 3.5 games, Chris.
I'm going to go under.
Andrew,
I'm going to. Under. I want to say over. I really, really, really want to say over. I just don't. My fear is that he gets out there, his back starts to hurt, and then he can't start. That's my fear. So that's why I'm going with the under.
What do you think, Chris?
Hmm. Okay.
We've been doing a lot of and today. A
lot of thinking.
Glad you joined us.
This is a very Mensa show for us.
Yeah, I mean.
What do you think?
I think it's over.
Do you?
And it wouldn't shock me if it happens in Vegas. It wouldn't shock me if, let's say, things don't go great this weekend against Baltimore in that late window. It wouldn't shock me.
Chris, is there harm for switching these guys back and forth? I mean, so what? They're both rookies.
I think there is. I think there is.
What's the harm?
I think once you pull the trigger, assuming everybody's healthy, I think you go for it, and you have to give guys a chance. They have given Dylan a chance, and I do think that a lot of the social media has just made it so that the Sanders supporters have all of their ammo at a fingertips disposal. Mm-hmm. There are some horrible throws that Dylan makes. There's no question about it. But for people to say that he's the worst player to ever throw a pass in the NFL, y'all got to go back and look at some tape.
They haven't been watching the Browns since 99 either, so.
he's not even the worst that's ever suited up in brown and orange. So let's not do that. Is he great? No. Do I feel like we could go into a year with him as the backup quarterback? Yes, I do. I really do. I feel like there are, that he could be a backup and win some games for us. What does he have? One win. He's got the one win so far against Miami, the one against Minnesota. Defense gets a drive. That's another. My point is, I'm not trying to build a resume for Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
My point is that when you have a backup quarterback, you want to feel like if you have to play him 4 or 6 games, that you're going to have a chance to go 500. And that's the way I look at it. I'd never looked at him as a franchise quarterback. Never. It's been, in my opinion, the mistake of the century by Browns fans to look at this as anything other than two guys who are competing for backup. And only because one guy is the most famous fifth-round pick ever do people feel otherwise. And there are some people who don't do the drafting for a living that saw him as a very high pick. And I'll admit, I got caught up in some of it too. But I've never gone into a season saying a guy who's a fifth-round pick is definitely going to be an NFL starter.
No, I don't know how you could. And that's what we're dealing with on a daily basis sometimes. One more thought. I've thought Dylan has been okay, and it looks like he could be in the league a long time. I've not seen anything that makes me think this guy is going to be a big-time starting quarterback. All that said, Chris, earlier in the show, and it backs up your thought on Las Vegas, I said this is a guy who needs a game where he shows some promise. Otherwise, I think there's every reason to think that Shador should get a look. Would you agree? This guy, it's time for Dylan, and you're not going to bury a guy after 5 games, but it's time for him to show something that makes you think, we're going to roll with this guy for a while longer.
Yeah. I mean, yes, you would feel that way. I do have to put this caveat in.
Do it.
The most important thing that you do in evaluating quarterbacks is stuff that we can't see. And it is preparedness with your game plan, how you get ready. We don't know any of that with Shador. We don't know where he is. We don't know where he is. So now, do you want to sit there and just take a chance? Let's say let's say that the coaching staff has 85% faith rate in Dylan Gabriel's ability to pull off whatever they want to try. I'm just throwing these numbers out there. And let's say with Shador Sanders, it's 50%. is it still worth it to try that? I mean, I would say so, but I, you know, I'm not a coach. I don't do that for a living. And I, once again, I don't know that that's part of the equation, but that it has to be part of it. It just has to be. And also, there's no problem with slow playing a fifth round quarterback. There isn't.
Yep, you're right.
There just isn't. Now, once again, this is a different situation than most fifth round quarterbacks I think are in. Not all fifth round quarterbacks have a fellow rookie that's competing for a job, and the organization does not have a bona fide future at quarterback. So that would be the difference here.
Let me ask you this one. I'll give you this one. 2 over under Deshaun Watson starts this year.
Oh boy.
Wow. I think 2.5. That's the way they do it.
Yeah, 2.5. Yeah, we got to do that. Sorry.
God, I thought there was no chance of that whatsoever at the beginning of the year. I'll go slightly under.
So you'll go under, but you're probably thinking 2, right?
Maybe week 17 1? Or week 18, game 17.
Maybe. I don't know.
But you've changed your mind a little on this, right? That he could play.
Yes.
I think we all have.
It's incredible. This is where we are.
Yes, it is.
It's the Browns, my friend. It's in your DNA, and you know.
I know. I know it is, and okay. I don't know. Folks, I wish I had more wisdom for our fans out there. I really do. But I'm not one of those guys that's going to scream at the top of my lungs and be like, they're screwing Shador, this and that, the other. I don't know. But I'm just confused. I am really confused. Kevin's press conferences obviously will make me more confused. So there's that. We have to wait for 4:25 Eastern this week to see how the drama unfolds.
Mm. And that's how it plays out. Chris Rose, our friend, thank you for joining us today.
You,
we appreciate you.
All right, boys.
Talk to you next week.
See you, dude.
Bye.
Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.